Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Klein. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to third. one out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to home to get Boyer. Spencer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Crandall for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotier hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Covington out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cunningham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Braves. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-2 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adcock moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-2 in the game. Buell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington, who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spencer scores. One out. It's 3-2, Braves. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Hal Smith. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin pinch hits for Ron Klein. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Walt Morin. George Crow pinch hits for Julian Javier. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Alex Grammas now playing second base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-3 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-3 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cunningham moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cunningham moves to third. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball four. John Glenn pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cunningham scores. Glenn moves to third. Spencer moves to second. It's Braves, 3, Cardinals, 3. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Braves will come to bat. John Glenn now playing left field. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Jackson now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark pinch hits for Bob Buell. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. White reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer is walked intentionally. Don Nottebart now pitching. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-4 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzky hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-4 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nathabart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Braves will come to bat. Don Nathabart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nathabart is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 5 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 3 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nathabart fields it and throws to third for the out. Flood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nathabart fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. Sawatzky moves to second. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 5 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 5 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Spangler moves to third. Adcock moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spangler scores. Adcock moves to third. Logan moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Don Nottebardt. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Pitch now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. White strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.